again. She tried desperately to scream, but it sounded weak, coming out as a hoarse whisper. When the pressure from the hand on her slightly increased, she began to kick and hit uncontrollably, unsure if she could survive the brutality she had just experienced once more. "It's me, your father. Chloe, you're safe now," her father kept repeating quietly, trying to keep her calm. All she could think about was the hand on her arm, as if she were still experiencing the torturous touch from before. Only wanting it to stop, she was finally able to scream, "Let go of me!" Her father only held her down harder, using both hands. "Shh, you are safe in the hospital," he began, trying everything he could to keep her from drawing attention to the room. Hot tears spilled down her cheeks before the sound of shuffling feet echoed throughout the room, and even more hands began to hold her down.
"Please, I can't take anymore," she cried.
"She's having a panic attack. Give her something," her father quickly spit out before Chloe could say another word. Feeling a slight sting in her arm, Chloe started to